Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
All right, time for the spillover. Chris Raff in the house.
Welcome.
You're walking into a strange place today, Raff. We had a good second hour. The first hour was something.
But Jake, I thought the first hour was fine.
Bill, a lot of energy.
Bill, there was a lot of comments.
Yeah, so. There was like a lot. Yeah, it was. It was
people taking shots at each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had a guy call in and told two of our callers to shut up, basically.
Happens.
Friday.
Yeah, so things crazy happen.
Friday, you'd think that'd be more of a Monday thing. Yeah. We're all happy.
When you
Fridays,
go live,
right?
Call in radio, you're going to get some things that are going to happen. So you just got to be able to deal with that.
Did Vince call in today? That's
the question. Here's the thing, though. Joe called in at like 6:07, said, yo, stop taking the calls from Vince and Chris, and they both called in right after that. So it's like, shut up, Joe, but call in, basically.
I think that it went fine, and I applaud Vince and Chris for bowing up.
They both heard the shot. They addressed it.
Raph, they bowed up, but in a very diplomatic way. They weren't contentious.
Nice.
Chris says that's actually a nice insult from what he hears sometimes based on what he does for the city, you know. But.
So, yeah, I thought the first hour was fine and interesting. I don't think the show suffered in the 6 o'clock.
I'd like
hour.
To know on the text line for those who did go through the first hour. You can be honest with us. Just text us. How did you receive that first hour of our show today? And if you listen to us on the podcast afterwards, you can do the same thing. Just chime in. Let us know. Tweet.
We'll
us.
Be more normal on Monday, probably.
You cannot guarantee that. We're gonna try.
Don't text anything negative towards me. I want to live kind of in just like.
What do you mean?
Rose-colored glasses. I want people to all think they like me.
Well, we like you.
Tanda Tita Wita. There it is. Yes.
That's where the whole thing went bad, Raph.
Tanda Gata.
We let Sip leave
well, yeah,
the show.
He walks in at 5:55.
You think he's got something great.
I got to start off the show.
I've got something. Okay, I think it's like breaking news. It's all of a sudden, yeah.
I told him that I rarely do this, Raph. I said I need... When Jake goes through his thing to introduce the show, I said, switch it to me. I got something to say.
Nice.
Yeah.
And it didn't go well.
It didn't go particularly well.
Because as I was telling Bill, I said, okay, he must have some sort of apology he wants to address or something.
Breaking news.
We
think it's breaking news. We're like, hey, this is big.
There's some new addition. Off the rails at 6:03. Yeah. And here we are. We're back.
We held it together.
Yeah, we don't need to relive it either.
We're not going to.
Do you want me to say it again?
No, please don't.
Okay.
Because we don't need that. But Lance Leipold was great, your friend Lance.
Yeah, did you hear Lance's interview?
Sure did.
What did you think?
It was good. It's Lance. It's what he does. I mean, that's why I respect him as one of the best coaches that I've met. I mean, just what he did at Buffalo and having the chance to be up there and see that. And then talk to him a little bit after. You guys got a phone with him. And going to go down to Arizona next week, so I'll get a chance maybe to see the Tyree Jackson's family. I got to know them really well when he was playing quarterback for Buffalo. He's reserve tight end for the Eagles. So.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
So you're going to Arizona?
Yeah.
Like for the Super Bowl?
Nah, the golf tournament.
Waste Management?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That, now, that's a party. Now, that is a party of a golf tournament.
Waste Management's not this weekend? Like, but it, that's right.
Yeah, well, this upcoming.
That one is on Super Bowl.
Yeah, he said this upcoming.
Well, I know that one.
It always messes with me a little bit. It does. Yeah. But that's probably, if I had a chance to go to one, that would be the be the league. Especially, what is it, 16th hole, which is just craziness?
Yeah, well, 16th hole, the par three. Yeah.
When we first started going, it was always 16th hole was the busy one. And then they went and kind of done the same thing with 17. It's that drivable par four.
Oh, yeah. Really? That is the grandstands around it, too. Yep.
And then 18 is pretty much getting surrounded, too. And then they built like a, I think out at like 7 and 8, they built a big like party deck, and it's crazy.
Hey, help me out with this. This is okay. The Waste Management.
So, yeah. In Arizona, in Scottsdale, TPC Scottsdale, right? That's what, of course. It's the most raucous golf tournament of the entire year. For you, not a huge golf fan, you might enjoy it because it's a party.
It's a party.
Loud.
When you get tickets to it, you know what you're going into.
So like, it's crazy now, but like if you ever see the videos on Twitter, like Tiger Woods back when, in his early days of PGA Pro, he got a hole in one on hole 16, and he's raising the roof. It's just going crazy. And since then, it's just gotten bigger and bigger. They built bigger grandstands, and last year they had, I think, one or two holes in one, and there's beer flying over on the green base. Basically, people are just throwing.
They'll boo you.
It's like a goal in a soccer game. It's crazy. Yeah.
Really? And you're going, Raph?
Yeah, I'll go earlier in the week, but they'll probably have 500,000 people there on Saturday.
Jeez. I mean, where do you park?
You either take an Uber in or they have buses and stuff, but it's.
Wait a second. They're going to be 500,000?
Yeah, 500,000.
It's nuts. It would be the number one. What you like to go to have a fun time?
Yes.
When you buy your ticket, it's like buckle up.
And then
it is. Yeah.
And then it goes to overly crazy because the Super Bowl's there. So
it's gonna be insanity.
So what'll happen is Super Bowl Saturday, they'll have close to 500,000 there on Saturday, and then on Sunday, you can basically walk. It won't be empty, but
people are going.
Difference in days is insane. Like Sunday, you can walk up. Like I think I was there one year. You know, like Phil Mickelson, all them walking on, just standing right next to him. You know, and
is it serious golf?
Oh yeah,
serious. It's an actual tournament. Yeah. It's just you got to let your guard down a little bit there.
Yeah,
like I think last year there's a golfer named Harry Higgs. He's from Kansas, I believe, or something like that. Yep. And you know, he's a bigger guy. He's more of a funny dude, but he's like riding an imaginary pony on the.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I'm pretty sure it was Harry Higgs that Gardner Minshew was there following him around.
Is that right?
So yeah,
this is something you'd want to see. This is like golf in its most rarest.
You have no knowledge of this.
Mm. Jake has told you about. Yeah,
this
Jake
before.
Has sort of mentioned it. I'd say it's been a couple years.
Like, if you want to compare complete opposites, Augusta National, the Masters, and the Waste Management are completely different spectrums of the world.
What would you rather go to if you had your choice?
I'd go to the Masters because it's iconic, but I would still love to go to the Waste Management and experience that kind of environment at a golf course.
If you had only one choice, Raph.
Masters.
Ooh.
Waste Management.
Screw the Masters. I'm going to party in Arizona.
I'm going to Waste Management. There's no doubt.
How about you?
waste management.
Not even knowing about the waste management. You'd still
I do know
that.
About the Masters, Jake.
I said about the waste management.
It's in April.
Well, I want to go at the Masters. I want to go. There's like
I go waste management.
A secret place on one of the – I forgot which hole it's on, but it's like the most exclusive, like, you know, it's where Michael Jordan and all them go. When they go to the Masters, that's where they – kind of party at, hang out.
You don't want to go there?
I don't think we'd be invited to that part of the
course. Yeah, they said it. Of the course. They said, imagine going to the Super Bowl, being on the 50-yard line, and people coming up to you and saying, oh, by the way, we got a VIP suite up on the 50-yard line. Look, they said it's insane.
God, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd go waste management. Here's why. Because I've watched the Masters over the years, and I feel like I've seen everything.
You have not been there.
I've seen
it's
the Azaleas.
It's different from being there and watching it.
Now, it would be awesome. No, don't get me wrong. The Masters is like
it would be incredible.
Incredible. But the sure. storyline, I think, to myself, because it would be more at waste management. The whole seeing the whole event would be more to me. Just the people, the how everything plays out, because it's so different. So
especially
unique.
When the Super Bowl's there.
Yeah. Boom.
Yeah.
Put that together.
Yeah. You know, the waste management, I would compare it to this, we'll get out of here, is if you went to go play a football game like in Ireland, there's a lot of beer being drank there. It's more of a party than it is a game sometimes. To the people of Ireland, that was a party more than it was a game.
Wasn't that fun?
It was fun. We had a great time. I saw Sip at halftime in that game.
Did you? Jake made his way over.
Did he?
Yeah.
I was the one that broke the news that the alcohol was free in the stadium.
Okay, really? So what happened? Does Bill even know about this?
Are you aware of the situation in Ireland?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Oh, fill him in.
All right, so in the first quarter.
This is a true story.
My brother-in-law, I went there with my wife and her family, and my brother-in-law comes back with like four beers. I'm like, oh, sweet, you loaded up. He's like, well, they're free. I said, what do you mean they're free? He's like, the credit card machine went down. The internet's down in the stadium. Yeah. They can't process credit cards. They don't take cash.
You know what Jake did?
Yeah.
Twitter.
I said, I tweeted out like 10,000 retweets on this thing. It was nuts because it went
viral.
Everywhere. And I also went and partook and got my own beers. So we had like eight beers sitting there.
Oh, that's but the whole stadium. But, yeah. Was drinking for free.
Until mid-third quarter, they got it going. They were given free beer away from the first quarter through all the way through halftime, through the mid-third quarter until they got it back going.
They weren't equipped to take cash.
So much money that they lost. But they said, we're not going to take the hit.
What a brilliant move, though, just to be like, hey, just keep the taps flowing. We're not going to be those people. We're not just going to shut down. We'll let you know when it's
available.
Well,
I don't think they were equipped to take cash.
No, they could. But he's saying they could have either just not sold.
They could have just said, hey, we're done.
Guess what? You're not going back to Ireland if you don't get beer at the game. Yeah. They said, we're going to take the hit. It's going to be a great publicity for us.
What great PR that is.
Oh, yeah,
somebody
it
made
was
a really good decision.
Somebody made it like that. When I was at LSU, we played at Vanderbilt in a early game. Sunny, and we had 25,000 fans there from LSU, and they drank the place. They served beer, and they drank it out in the first quarter.
But
they had to bring the beer was gone in the first quarter from Vanderbilt State. They were not equipped for the Cajuns coming in. They were not ready for what was about going to happen. And they made the announcement. We're out.
First quarter.
They announced when the beer was gone, and they announced when the beer was back. Beer's back. Yeah. Beer's gone. Beer's back.
Hey, what about that? What about your move? Your move on the corner.
Oh, yeah. I sold it too. Yeah. I had to sell the crap.
Yeah, do it.
Oh, you're not.
Did you say that verbally? I mean,
Oh, I did. Oh, there's no doubt.
Did you go?
Okay, it's on your head wave too.
When you made your move,
you gotta move your head.
That's so obnoxious.
Oh yeah,
that's incredible.
Then I just got vertical. It's unreal.
Yeah, you got vertical.
Yeah, Jack put it right. Boom, right there.
Yeah,
yeah. Caught the ball deep right there.
Like a good player does.
Yeah, a good player does. Got 1.2 yards after catch.
Yeah.
Did you get contact after the catch? Did you get hit?
Well, yeah, I got tackled. So, but it was like at the two or three, we scored.
Never made that sound.
Yeah,
it's got to have the head tilt.
That and then you run out of gas. 20 times.
He's a man of many sounds.
You have to get a gasket. You have to get some form of a gas gauge. That would help.
That will never get old to me.
Yeah, that's what it was.
One more time.
One
more time.
Yeah, and it would not have. Didn't affect my friends at all. It'd be like, we're out of gas.
Yeah.
We're out of gas.
Yeah, you guys got to go get it.
We already got gas. We try to wait something. Yeah, we kind of figure out that. But then in a small town, it's real simple. You don't have to go like, well, take me back. How am I going to get a gas can? You just went to the gas station and told them, I need to get gas. Do you have a gas tank for me? Yeah, just grab the one over there. And you'd bring it back. That's it. Yeah, because it would be like, like Todd's. You know, like that. Yeah, right. Or I'll just bring it over to your house when I get done. Yeah. It wasn't a lot of.
We got you, man.
Yeah,
we got you.
We're okay. First of all, they just, my name should have been on it. Like, yeah. Yeah, it's been this happens every like once a week.
20 times he said at least.
Uncommon occurrence.
20 times in 1 year.
Yeah, 20 times in 1 year. That's that is a like a one of the benefits of small town living.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
options. Get a gas can whenever you want it.
Boom.
Yeah.
All right. That's it for us.
Okay, should we cut it off?
Yeah, we're cutting it off. We cut it off. The Drive with AD Raff and Nick is next for Steve Sipple and Bill Bush. I'm Jake Sorensen. See you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.